On to a story now about civil rights enforcement today. A research organization is questioning the way the Justice Department tracks civil rights cases. The group says the government has cut back on enforcing civil rights laws, but as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the department says it's working as hard as ever on the issue.
David Burnham is co-director of the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC. His organization reports on all kinds of activities in the federal government. He says it's important for people to know what the government is doing in any area,
but especially an area like civil rights, where the federal government is the court of last resort. There's nobody else.
Last November, TRAC published a report concluding that the Justice Department was prosecuting fewer civil rights cases than it had in previous administrations. DOJ official Juan Kim disputed the report's findings on NPR.
We disagree almost entirely with every conclusion raised in the report. And more importantly, we disagree with the source data used in the report. To be frank, we don't know where they got their information they claim to have gotten from the Justice Department's own files.
TRAC says its information came from two different sources, the Justice Department's Executive Office for United States Attorneys and the Administrative Office of the United States Courts. The Civil Rights Division, using its own numbers, reached the opposite conclusion. They said they were prosecuting more civil rights cases. So TRAC filed a Freedom of Information Act request to figure out where the discrepancy came from. After sorting through hundreds of civil rights prosecutions, Burnham and his colleagues reached this conclusion.
The way they were tracking their work product was not good. It was inadequate.
Burnham says the Civil Rights Division gradually changed its tracking method over the last few years. The DOJ started to count cases that it had missed before. It started calling cases civil rights prosecutions that had been categorized differently before. And TRAC says for that reason, the Justice Department thought its civil rights prosecutions were increasing, when in fact the numbers were decreasing. The DOJ declined to provide an official to discuss this latest report, but the department released a written statement that said, "We respectfully disagree with the analysis. The Justice Department has been consistent in the way it has maintained its numbers for more than a decade." TRAC also looked into how the Justice Department counts civil rights complaints. Justice says the numbers have remained steady at about 12,000 complaints a year. Burnham asserts in today's report that that number is not based on fact.
They have no way of seeing that people are reporting the same incident over and over again, what have you, and they admitted in a letter to us that their complaint numbers just had no basis.
Dan Rinzel served in the Civil Rights Division for 15 years. He says the lack of a good system for tracking complaints is nothing new, but he doesn't see any good way to solve that problem.
Unless you want to spend an awful lot of time with a detailed analysis of every piece of paper that comes into the office, and that means that you're spending time doing that rather than pursuing cases that have potential merit and spending your time and effort on them.
This conversation may not be over. The head of the Civil Rights Division recently left. Senate Democrats say when his nominated replacement comes up for confirmation, this report could be an issue. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.